Hi friends, welcome to yet another episode of Carry On Harry Show with your show host Harry Jordan. Today I'm very much pleased and excited to invite my guest Bridget Purdy on our show to talk and discuss about her new release Time for Love. So what's the message behind this song, how the making of this song went on, and a few things about her journey as a performer. So Bridget Purdy will be sharing with us right from California. On this show, Carry On Harry with your show host, Harry Jahal. So, Miss Bridget, first of all, I welcome you to Carry On Harry show. And it's really a pleasure that you are connecting with us from California. And I being in Singapore, you know, the time with technology has, you know, really, you know, connected us together to talk and discuss about your new release and a lot of things which I am inquisitive to know and introduce you to my audience. So first, let me know, how has the day been for you today?
Well, I want to first say thank you so much for having me on. It's a pleasure and a joy to speak with you today.
Thank you.
It's a beautiful day in California. As some of you may know, California is very sunny pretty much predominantly throughout the whole year. However, it is really hot lately and it's sweltering. I was just telling somebody we're going to have to start wearing fig leaves pretty soon because that's how hot it is.
Absolutely. Correct. So moving ahead, you know, while I was browsing through your website also, you know, and the press release which I received from your PR agency, you know, I found that you have been connected with music for a very, very long time, since your childhood days. So how did the journey actually, you know, unfolded for you? Please tell us about it.
Well, you know, when I was a little baby, I used to cry in my crib, and my daddy said, you know what, this little girl is going to be a singer, because he said my pitch was so high. And so from there, my mom, bless her heart, she took me on different auditions, and I just always had a love for singing, and as I grew, I kept auditioning and working. So I started at a very, very young age. I worked at the Dorothy Chandler Pavilion, and I was classically trained. And then I worked with people from Motown. And then I was trained also by a lady by the name of Maureen Bailey. She worked, and she used to be the vocal coach for a lot of the Motown stars. I worked with Hal Davis, who wrote the song for Michael Jackson, I'll Be There. And then I started singing blues and R&B and soul. So, you know, really I've done a wide variety of different genres. And I just, you know, I love music. You know, it's in my heart, it's in my soul. And the best part is that I get to share it with so many people.
Absolute. I 100% agree. Music has its own language. Like, I would say the first thing that a child identifies is the sound. So sound, you know, ultimately leads us to, you know, recognizing the things around, and music is one language which can be enjoyed sitting in any, you know, region, you know, person understand the language or not, but the music, you know, definitely reaches out to the heart. And I think you are quite blessed, like the journey that you have, you know, traveled all these years, like from your childhood days to, you know, learning the music and working with lots of people. So how did this all thing, you know, ultimately made you think that you have to do this as a professional singer? How did the thought about, you know, learning the music and then, you know, jumping onto the professional music scenario? Because many people love to sing, but they don't really, you know, commit themselves to you know, going out and, you know, creating their own space in the entertainment industry. How did you decide about it? Were there people who inspired you, or how did it really happen?
Well, you know, I was very lucky. I was just growing up here in LA and Hollywood. My mom took me on an audition, so I immediately was surrounded by young people like myself, mm-hmm. that work at a young age in the business, so I have friends that are still currently in the business. I have friends that I grew up that work with J-Lo or work with Kenny Loggins or the Pussycat Dolls. So, you know, and I started at a young age, and that's what I did, and I felt like it's a calling. And that's what I've done my whole entire life. You know, and I really encourage people to follow their dreams and to do the things that they love in life, because, you know, as we know, life is very short.
Absolutely.
And time flies so fast. And they say, if you do what you love in life, then you'll never work in a day. So I really encourage people to do what you love, like you're doing right now. You have a passion for interviewing people, right?
Absolutely, absolutely, yes. I always, like I mentioned earlier on, you know, before we started the recording, that I always considered that your talent is my blessing. So I want more and more people to be talented. They should come on board and, you know, share their dreams with me. And, you know, let's make this world, you know, an inspiring place where people can learn from each other, how we started and, you know, how we grew and how we ultimately made a difference. Like your example, Ms. Bridget, is one of a classic example where somebody, you know, your dad just told your mom, hearing the sound that your daughter is going to be a singer, and then you groomed yourself into a professional, you know, the way you have done, and you have done so many of, you know, inspiring, you know, songs for others to follow. So it's good to listen from your side.
That's right. Follow your dreams.
Absolutely.
You know, you have one life to live, and this is it.
Yeah.
You know, and it's beautiful to be able to share music with people, because it's so healing, it's so touching, and so soothing. And out of all the gifts that God could have chosen for me, you know, I really actually feel that this gift doesn't belong to me. It belongs to God, the Lord. And I get to have a spiritual experience with them through the music that he's placed in my heart and in my spirit.
Great, great. Ms. Bridget, being a singer, you know, people sing within the studio, people sing, you know, in front of the live audience. What is your specific choice? You know, where do you enjoy most when you are, you know, giving a performance?
You know, I would have to say the live experience.
Oh.
I love people, and I love the human connection. And, you know, I did this show in Colorado, and I was on stage, and it was during the summer a couple of years ago, and it was in this little tiny town across where there was railroad tracks, and it started to rain towards the end of the concert, and it was crowded. There were so many people there, and everybody was still dancing in the rain and singing with me, and just loving on each other. And you know, I felt like we were one, and that moment that we became one in the music.
Great.
And so I would have to say the live experience, because it's very reciprocal. I give, they take, they give, I take, they give, I give, they take. So it's an ongoing enjoyment of music and spirituality and love.
Absolutely, absolutely. Another thing which is coming to my mind from here is that, you know, live performance, you know, an artist or, you know, anybody in any form of an art form, you know, they are totally exposed to the audience, you know, where audience can, you know, immediately pick up the plus and minus side of any artist. So, with that thing, you know, there are always, you know, positive feedbacks, then there are critical moments also, you know, people trying to find fault about you or your performance. So how do you really, you know, take out the negative side of the feedback? You know, sometimes people will be just picky and, you know, they just try to pin you down. So what should a person do in those kind of a scenario when, you know, people just judge you on the wrong side of the things, which were actually not meant to be?
Well, you know, it just depends, because, you know, every situation is different. And we can always turn a negative into a positive, you know, depending on what is that person's intention. That is that person's intention for me to strive to become greater at my skills? Is that is the intention to tear down?
Mm-hmm.
What, you know, there's always lessons within those moments. There's lessons of in every moment, within sorrow, within jealousy, within envy, within being critiqued, you know. So we can look for the lessons and grow.
Absolutely. Fantastic. That was a fantastic piece of tip for anybody, you know, who might be, you know, going through this kind of a thing, which is quite obvious, you know, which is quite like... common these days that, you know, people don't like to see other people rising above them. And this advice really comes in handy to us. So back to your journey.
Well, you know.
Yep. Yes.
Everybody has their own journey and everybody has their own time.
Yeah.
Their own season. It may not have been my season, you know, maybe a couple years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it was somebody else's season.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, in lifting each other, we all can rise.
Correct. Miss Bridget, at what stage did you realize that, you know, that people have started to accept you as a singer? You know, just recall a few years back, you know, when you had your first performance or your first, you know, music came out and, you know, it really, you know, gave you that gut feeling that I am being loved by people now. So give us a little bit account of that phase of your life.
Well, you know, the first time I ever sang was when I was 9 years old on the stage.
Wow. That's too young.
And I was very young. And the people's reaction was, you know, kind of taken back.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of been a sustained throughout my life. And coming back into the, because I did leave the business for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And coming back into the business, you know, I wrote my first song was with Dave Austey at Dirt Shack Records. And we wrote a song entitled Lucille, Don't You Weep. And that song went international overnight. And from that, I decided to write an EP. And then from the EP, we did a full album, which was released, entitled Still I Rise. And it became critically acclaimed. And, you know, I won some awards, an LA Critic Award. It was under Grammy consideration. So, you know, all those are blessings, but they're really the music belongs to the people in the ability to help them heal and to help them. You know, music can change a person, is a game changer, it's a mood changer. You can go from sad to happy in seconds if you put on your favorite song. So if I can be a partner in that, then you know, my life has been, my life has truly been a blessing.
Correct. Like you just now mentioned that you started to write your own songs. Okay, like, you know, for you, what makes a more contribution? Is it the lyrics which can really, you know, connect with the fan, or is it the beat or the music part which really connects with the fan? What is your assessment about, you know, a great song?
Well, you know, it depends on the person.
Hmm.
What, and it depends on the day, depends on their mood. You know, there's a lot of things that can come into effect on in how music affects people.
Correct.
You know, there's some days I might be drawn to a song because of the rhythm.
Correct.
There might be another time where I'm drawn to a song emotionally because of the lyrics where I can relate. I say, wow, that songwriter must have been talking about me. So it can be relatable. There's other times where, you know, it could just be a fun party song. You know, so it just really depends on the person and when they're in that moment.
Correct. Behind every song, you know, there is a team of people who have, you know, sweat and, you know, brainstormed about the concept. When you design your songs, what actually goes around in your mind, and what is the process of making or developing a team around that song? How do you really go through that song making process?
I collaborate with Dave Austey on the songs that we have written together.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had collaborated with other producers as well. And so what goes through the process is maybe it's different. Every song can be different. Sometimes it might start with a groove.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it might start with something that happened to me or somebody else, something that I want to express. Sometimes it starts with what we call the hook, the chorus. You know, ain't nobody's business, but my own. I mean, I just made that up right now. You know, that could be a chorus of something. Ain't nobody's business but my own. You know, so and from that thought, it grows. I take it to different people, that I like to collaborate, and I say, well, what is it?
Hmm.
What is it that is not somebody's business?
Absolutely.
I start laying it out. That is the chorus. Then I say, okay, well, that's the chorus. Let's see what's the verse. I want to talk about what's not anybody's business. You know, what kind of attitude am I going to have in this song? What is the story going to be like? What is the message I want to present? So all that is a part of the songwriting process.
Absolutely. Fantastic.
I like what I just said. I'm going to have to make that a song.
Yeah, I think that was a classic example of, you know, a person, you know, loaded with passion. You see, just now we saw a birth of a new track, you know, which came to just your mind, you know, that you just composed it out of your heart. So that is where the passion really speaks about, that you are giving an interview, but you are thinking about your music. And this quality, very rare people have within them that, you know, normally people, you know, they associate themselves giving an interview that, you know, they are celebrating the moment as a celebrity. But what I, you know, felt when you sang those lines, you know, which you created just now, was just like, you know, that the person is so much absorbed into the depth of the music that the person is only concerned about creating something. And it was really like melodic, and I really loved that, you know, piece that you just now saw. Probably, you know, you can later on think about creating a song on that. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, yes, I love that. That's right. We compose from our heart.
Yeah.
And, you know, when you are sending a message of love, a message, you know, you cannot do wrong.
Hmm.
There is no wrong in sharing something from your heart and from your spirit. Something that is true. It's the truth.
Absolutely. So let me remind my listeners that right now we are talking to Miss Bridget Purdy, who is a singer-songwriter. She has released a new track, Time for Love, which we will be discussing shortly. But right now, we are trying to get an insightful thought about journey of the artist, the way artist, you know, works and brings out the passion out to their fans, and her experiences of life, which were quite interesting for me as a listener as well. I'm very much sure that people who will listen to this talks, they will also have that kind of a feeling coming to them. So moving ahead, Miss Bridget, tell us about your new release. What the new release is all about? What is the title, and how did the idea of this song came to you?
This next song is entitled Time for Love.
Wow.
You know, and there's no doubt that it's always a good time for love.
Hmm.
However, you know, right now, we've been in a season of divisiveness.
Hmm.
All across the globe.
Yes.
And, you know, love is the cure. Love is the cure if we just slow down. And if we can focus on that mantra, maybe we can have some hope and some understanding that we see each other's commonalities through love.
Correct.
And see how much we really are alike. And hopefully, you know, before I leave this earth, I would love to see some peace and love and understanding for one another. And if this is one little tiny piece of the puzzle, then I am thankful.
Even we are thankful as a listener, you know, that the thought which, you know, you hold behind this track, Time for Love, is quite the demand for today, that we need to spread love. And I think you are blending your talent, your music, your lyrics into one, and, you know, landing straight down into the heart of the listeners. And that's what makes this track, you know, something which a person can really feel, you know, with the thought that with which you have, you know, really composed up this song. About the making part of this song, who are the people who have been, you know, in the team itself to come up with this track? Your collaboration is with who all artists, and what are the things behind it?
Well, you know, Dave Austin, He's a phenomenal composer and writer. And Dave Osti is behind this track. And I also work with a phenomenal keyboardist. He plays a lot of B3 on most of my music. His name is Drake Shining. He is also an artist as well as a composer. He has an album that will be coming out as well. You can find Dirty Dave on the internet. That's what Dave Osti goes by. You can find me, Bridget Rios Purdy, all over social media and on the internet, and as well as Drake Shining. So those are the people, those are part of my musical team, and I, you know, and that's what we do. We make music from the heart.
Absolutely. So what are the platforms where people can grab a copy of your music right now, apart from your website? Any other platforms which are there to share the music?
Sure. Please contact me. I love to write back to people on my website, which is BrigitPurdy.net, B-R-I-G-I-T-T-E, Purdy, P-U-R-D-Y.net. So write to me. And then also, of course, you can find it all platforms, iTunes, you know, Amazon, everywhere. You know, and when you support and buy my music, then you're supporting the opportunity for me to sustain and to keep writing music and to keep putting that out there. You know, like I said, these little songs are my messages of love.
Fantastic. Yes, but definitely we would love to, you know, have more music from people like you, you know, who have got not just an intention to float their music into the world, but they have an intention to float a good thought through their music, you know, which is the requirement of today. Like your new track, Time for Love, you know, gives a wonderful message. And definitely we are going to push the song as well as links where this music is available. And it was really lovely, Miss Bridget, you know, connecting with you, try to know you as a person, as a personality behind the music that you create. Any final message or any shout out that you would love to share with the listeners of Carrie and Harry Show, how you felt about coming on the show, anything that comes to your heart, just feel free to flow.
I just want to thank you for this opportunity. You, I can feel, are just a joy and full of love by supporting artists like us. You know, any way that we can spread this message of love is so powerful. It just takes one person, like when you throw a rock in a pond, to create that ripple effect. So, you know, keep creating that ripple effect to pour some love on somebody.
Sure. Thank you so much, Ms. Bridget, for coming on Carrie and Harry Show and sharing your thoughts, your music, your journey with us. And we would definitely love to have more and more music coming to you. May God give you prosperity and, you know, ideas to create such music and give us an opportunity. You know, like I mentioned earlier on, that your talent is my blessing. So the more God gives you talent, more I will feel blessed, you know, to bring artists like you and personalities like you on my show. Thank you so much for connecting from California to Singapore.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Thank you, ma'am. Take care for now. Bye-bye.
Thank you for being in tune with Best Talk Show, Carrie on Harry, with entertainment editor Harry Johel on Balabala Radio, inviting music composers, producers, artists on board on Carrie on Harry Talk Show for connecting you to worldwide audience. Write to Harry Johal at carryonharry.com or visit www.carryonharry.com for more details.